And right now, after having observed all the poster presentation by young scientists, our secretary, Oleg Belov, will give an overview of the poster presentation. May I remind all members of the PAC to consider and to decide their votes during this presentation, the latest, because afterwards you will be asked to give your votes. Thank you very much. So, Oleg, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. Then just a brief overview of the poster that we had today. Totally, we had 15 posters. That only single laboratory was presented. This is laboratory of radiation biology. And now let me follow poster by posters. We're saying a couple of words about each of them. So first, we had a series of posters concerning the simulation of radiation damage to the central nervous system, to the nervous cell. The poster number one is about simulation of development of models of realistic neuron morphology in some brain structures. His authors claim that they are developing simplified models of neural cells that's a little bit less realistic, but give some probably benefits to make some microdosimetry calculations. And samples of these results are presented within this poster. The poster number two is about mathematical modeling of electrophysiological activity of neural cells. Here, authors use the common approach based on cable equation to simulate the spikes that could be observed in the brain cells, after some kind of stimulation, electrical stimulation. And here you can see some patterns that are calculated in this work. The poster number three is focused on simulation of energy deposition to such kind of thin structures of neural cells like receptors. There's some bulk models of these receptors, and authors calculated the energy deposition and dose deposition within these structures, and even some estimation and evaluation of chemistry after interaction with ionizing radiation, with heavy charged particles. This work is roughly approximate the inner volume of these receptors as a liquid water for chemistry calculations. Next, poster number four is focused on experimental studies of neurochemical alterations in the central nervous system of rodents. It is a series of work on investigation of neurotransmitter metabolism in red brains after exposure to different radiation modalities like carbon ions, gamma rays, and protons. This is some kind of comparative study, and some sample results obtained for the one of the several brain regions are on the slide. Next poster is about studying of such kind of mutations, HPRT mutations in special kind of hamster cells, V79. This poster show us also a comparative evaluation of effects observed after boron irradiation and gamma rays exposure, and some comparisons are provided and some conclusions on these effects are made in this work, and also dose dependence also investigated in details. We have also a large portion of posters concerning the study of DNA repair in different kind of cells and after exposure to different kind of radiations. First of them is focused on formation and repair of DNA double strand breaks in brain cells of rats. There's also comparative evaluation of effects produced by gamma rays and protons, and the poster is full of, let's say, primary pictures taken from the fluorescent microscope that illustrate us the presence of special markers that indicate us where the double strand breaks are located. Next poster in this field also is about formation of direct and enzymatic double strand breaks of DNA under the influence of repair inhibitors after exposure to different kinds of radiations. Actually, several types of ions, boron ions and nitrogen ions, are evaluated with different energy and furthermore with different LAT and some curves on those deposition of induction of double strand breaks and its repair are presented on the slide and in the poster. It is based on two common methods of studying of such kind of stuff. With first one is a COMET SA method and second one is immunofluorescent staining method. And here also some comparison between two methods are provided with this in this work. The poster number 8 also about induction and repair of cluster DNA double strand break, and here also authors present some results on comparison of the distribution of different types of cluster DNA damage based on the evaluation of numbers of markers of double strand breaks in the cells, and it also comparison is provided of the effects of different kinds of radiations. Poster number 9, induction and repair of DNA double strand breaks in hippocampal neurons. It is based on the previously mentioned COMET SA method, where authors used to investigate the dose dependence of primary DNA damage and its repair. It shows us some difference in the effects, in especially in time evolution of the repair processes in these cells. This is important. The poster number 10 evaluates the effects of neuropeptides, special chemical substance, on indicators of behavior and grip strength of muscles of mice after exposure to proton irradiation. There is also some characteristics of radiation used are provided, and some conclusions are made that this compound is actually has some effect on the on these indicators of behavior and muscle stages. The poster number 11 is about computer simulation of DNA damage induction after heavy ion irradiation. It is approach that is based on using of GENT4 environment for simulation of such kind of effects. It is software that is widely used now over the world to simulate such kind of stuff and to evaluate the numbers of different types of DNA damage in living cells. So this is also looks very nice. The poster number 12 is about the morphological changes in special kind of brain cells, in Purkinje cells, in cerebellum. So, and this poster is full of pictures that provide us some colored images of that indicates some morphological changes in this structure after irradiation. This is some kind of also comparative studies between different types of radiation, particularly between gamma rays of cobalt-60 and carbon ions. The poster number 13 is about the effects of low doses of ionizing radiation of the mouse retina. This is some experimental sketch of the experimental procedure. And as mentioned by authors, that actually here is exposure to ionizing radiation at the doses 1 gray showed no functional changes in the retina mice compared with the control, but the effect was observed on the only after the action of a special chemical substance, MNU, the average dose of 70 microgram per kilogram. The poster number 14 is about astrobiology. This is focused on searching for microfossils in carbonaceous meteorites. This actually based on a collection of samples that are collected by a group of US authors in Alabama, probably, yes, and then first analyzed in US and then transported to Russia to maybe to verify and to investigate again these samples to find maybe new some results concerning the microfossils in these meteorite samples. So, and the poster number 15 is about induction of different kinds of mutation, for example, forward gene mutation and base pair substitution, etc., and so on. So, after the action of boron ions, this is some comparisons also provided of induction of different types of mutations, for example, gene mutations and structural mutations. That is also somehow important for investigation of general effects of these kind of ions on living cells. So this is just a brief summary of poster that we have. So, and as usually, we may encourage the PEC members to make their final decision and now to share their decision with us and to decide which poster is the best one today. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Oleg, for this presentation. I think the PAC members' voting will take place in the closed session and at the beginning of the general discussion. But now we will again proceed with distributing the award of the authors of the best poster presentations made at the previous PAC meeting.
No, take the decision now.
Right now. Okay.
This session.
Okay. Sorry. Then, in this case, please be prepared for passing your votes. Oleg will will note them. Maybe I will ask you in this order. I can't see very well who is sitting where, so please, all voting PAC members, maybe you may call them, Oleg. You have better eyes.
Okay. Okay, Professor Alexeyev, so we are starting from your side, so please take your...
Thank you. Each time it became more and more
complicated. Could you be closer to the...
I have said, each time this selection appears to be more and more complicated because quality of presentation goes up. And problem of intellectual problems of mouses and rats under irradiation is also very complicated. Therefore, I am sorry, but my selection is as follows. Number one, first priority is number four. Priority, number eight. The third priority, number nine.
Number nine. Okay. Okay, thank you. So, Professor Ramo.
Okay, my opinion is the same. It is important to assess the difference between the rat and moist, but my choice is first place number four, second number 12, and third number 14.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
I have also said that it's difficult choice from the first to the third place 4, 9, 8.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Professor Fuse.
Fairly similar. 9, 4, 14.
9, 4, 14?
14.
14. Okay, thank you.
To make a choice.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Dennis.
For me, the first is number 14.
14, okay.
Second is number 1.
Okay.
And the third is number 11.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Professor Hollington.
So, thank you very much to all the poster presenters for challenging me with something new. First choice was number 11.
Okay.
Second choice was number 14. And third choice, number 8.
Number 8. Thank you. Professor Perrin.
In order, 7, 1, 5.
7, 1, 5. Okay, thank you, Professor Sanga.
My choice, 1, 5, 8.
1, 5, 8. Okay, thank you to all the PEC members. So, and just let me give me a couple of minutes to summarize all of that, and I will ready to announce the results. Okay.
Okay, so I'm ready to announce the, let's say, our final decision. So according to the opinion of the Program Advisory Committee members, the first place and the largest number of votes is for the poster number 4. It was presented by Bila Kopytova. So if she is here, let's congratulate the winner. So, okay. So, and we also have two other posters that are equal in the number of votes. It is poster number 9, presented by, let me see, sorry for that. That is presented by Kozhina, yes, right? Okay. And poster number 14, that is presented by Anton Rumin. Okay, so if the winners are here, I would like to suggest to stand up them. Authors are here. Okay, one of them is here. Okay, let's congratulate the winners again. So, okay, that is the result of our selection for today.
Yeah. Now the best thanks. Yes. Thank you very much. And now we may proceed to awarding the authors of the best poster presentations of the last BAC meeting.
So as usual at the previous meeting we had one best poster that was presented by Archimekel Hakva. It was for the poster entitled Simulation of Radiation Damage to Different Neural Structures with Gene4DNA Toolkit, and we were able to see this report on the past session of Scientific Council, yes, and we should award the authors. Okay, she's here. Okay. Let's congratulate the winners. Okay, and we also had two high-quality posters. One of them is presented by Katarzyna Olinchak for the poster entitled Asymmetric Track Etched Single Nanopores for Use in the Sensor Technology. Please, if she is here, please go to the floor. But I don't see, probably she is absent, but nevertheless, we congratulate her. Yes, okay, yes. So, and finally, we have also another one high-quality poster presented by Mikhail Matveev. The poster entitled Approach on Developing a Heterogeneous Computing Cluster in Terms of Hyperlit Cluster. So, okay. But, okay, so let's congratulate Venus again. We will pass the diploma to his colleagues. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so thank you once again for your participation. Now we will have a short technical break. That's the time that we have to move down for the closed session for the general discussion to the green room. It takes about 5 minutes, not more. So, and we will continue downstairs.